It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Friends, today I'm chatting with Bruce and Maggie Barr, who are co-chairs for the upcoming American Rose Society National Convention to be held in Milwaukee, September 10th through the 14th. Hey, Bruce and Maggie, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hey, Teresa, how are you?
Hello, Teresa. Thank you for having us.
I'm so glad to have you. You guys have been busy. The last couple of years you've had your work cut out for you, actually, planning a national convention during a pandemic.
It's been very interesting, yes.
You know, I've done enough event things in my life to know these things are supposed to take years, and yet we've all been stopping and starting. So what has this been like?
It has been a trial, to be very honest, because no one could even guarantee to us that the event would be held. We don't know necessarily of back when we were first under the dictates of the pandemic and the isolation, whether everything would be finished in a timely manner to allow us to get people here to Milwaukee and into the convention site.
Oh, I can only imagine. But now, you know, and we didn't know in the beginning, were we going to have vaccines? Were we going to see it actually our numbers decrease? I was looking on the Indiana .gov where they tell us, you know, how many reported cases are, and we're just, you know, down to practically none. And that is such good news, you know, so we're getting there. We are just really getting there.
Indeed.
And with so many people vaccinated that these things can now begin to happen.
Right. And we're so happy for that. And there is so much excitement that we're hearing about across the country for this event. We really haven't had a national show in, what, maybe 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
2 years. That's
or
incredible.
any kind of show.
There you are.
You know, we've just, you know, I've kind of laughed and said, you know, I'm a natural homebody, but if this thing doesn't end soon, I'm going to be a hermit, you know, and my homebody is going to explode into a hermit. So, you know, we need to get out among our friends, and our family experienced this wonderful reunion finally of getting together. And, you know, these pauses in our relationships, you know, they've taken its toll, but what a wonderful way to get back together in the beautiful city of Milwaukee at a National Rose Convention.
Indeed.
We're excited to welcome everyone to our beautiful city.
Oh, well, now let's talk a little bit about education, because that's a key element in the ARS mission. So it certainly is an important part of the convention. So who's going to be speaking?
Well, I'll start on that one, Teresa. You're right. Education has been primary in our minds as far as this convention. And we've looked at a number of ways to make it really special. Several years ago, Lou Shoup, the wonderful arranger and teacher from Ohio, had a dream as a CLIMA Award winner that someday they would gather all the CLIMA Award winners together at a convention and just make it all about that. Well, Andy Plaz had heard that idea. So Andy's on our convention planning team in charge of getting speakers. And he said, can we run with this? Can we fulfill Lou's dream?
Mm.
So we will be having as many of the CLIMA Award winners as can possibly get to Milwaukee come and join us. So let's talk about what the CLIMA Award really is, if people don't know. The American Rose Society looks to recognize the achievements of people for education of the rose. And it can be a single achievement by an individual within the field. It can be volunteer performance over a decade or more. It can be significant scientific development that they've been involved with as an individual or team, or just the outstanding lifetime achievement devoting themselves and focusing on their education, talents, and expertise to promote the rose. So these are people who are in the know. They are talented individuals as far as their education. So we're going to start out on Friday afternoon with a presentation, looking kind of backwards, if you will, the history, with Tommy Cairns talking about the Golden Age of Roses. That is a presentation he started at the World Federation in Lyon, I believe, and has adapted a greater presentation for that. Then Marilee Williams, another CLIMA Award winner, will be talking on Botany 101 for our attendees. Jeff Wyckoff will be looking at rose shows in perspective. Bob Martin will be talking on Horizon Roses 2021. So we kind of have the history, starting with Tommy, all the way into the future with this 2021 Horizon Roses. Where are we going now with our roses? So we think that's a nice arc. And then we also have involved with that Jolene Adams, who will be moderating our hybridizer panel, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, I think. And then we also have Baldo Villegas, who will be working with our pest panel. So we have excellent people. We're hoping to have Gary Barlow come. If not in person, he will certainly be working with us through a video presentation. And we've gotten the well wishes from so many other CLIMA Award winners who are unable to join us here in Milwaukee for the event. So education really is going to be a strong suit for this this particular convention. In total, we're going to have 16 different presenters, CLIMA Award winners and others. So that's a lot of presentations.
Wow, this is impressive. You know, there's truly going to be something for everyone. So just hearing that list, that's an impressive list. And they'll be able to speak to a broad range of people, from those just getting started or those who've been around for a long time.
Absolutely.
Okay, you mentioned the hybridizer panel, and that's one of the things I'm particularly excited about. You know, it's just wonderful to hear from those who are creating the roses that we might someday have in our garden. So tell us a little bit about that panel.
Right. That panel will, again, be moderated by Jolene Adams. We're going to have four relatively new hybridizers, and to say they're amateur isn't quite right, but to say that they're professional, hired by big firms, is certainly not the case. So we're having our own Steve Singer be part of the panel. His roses include Olivia Rose, Swing Time, and RBG. He's having great success with his mini floras, and they are beautiful roses. Mm-hmm. So Steve comes to us from down south part of the state in Kenosha. Jim Spruill will be joining us as well. In fact, Jim hybridized the two roses that will be featured as convention roses. Our two roses that have been selected to be presented to our registrants. We have the Diane Summers Rose, which is a lovely miniature in Jim's iconic series. So it has that interesting bullseye. The Halphemia based is really great in that. And then we also have a rose that we're going to be calling Milwaukee Sunrise, a beautiful orange blend, kind of exhibition form miniature rose as well. So we have Jim coming. Of course, he's also hybridized Peter Alonso, Heather Spruill, Honey Dijon, and the entire iconic series that's out there on the market. Two up-and-coming people that I was not aware of entirely until recently, David Bang is coming from California. David is working a lot, again, in many floras out there on the market right now through K&M Roses in Florida. You can get a lot of his roses, including Delightful, Hi Honey, It's So Yummy. Dave is working interesting things with striping and just unusual color combinations. They're beautiful roses. And finally, working in the large rose world, we have Stephen Russell coming out of Louisiana. And Stephen has been hybridizing things that are available, Clovey, Vibrant Vani, Liz's Charm. So we'll have an in-depth talk with these four gentlemen about their hybridization, and as you say, where they're headed, what are they interested in, what can we expect coming in the world of roses as they move forward with their programs.
Oh, I just love that part. You know, I love the old roses. I love the roses that have been around a while, but I get so excited about what's next. And more we're getting fragrance and disease resistance and all kinds of things, the striping. I'm totally excited and appreciate the work of these men for sure.
Absolutely. It'll be wonderful. And it'd be wonderful having them together. They can make their own kind of connections too in this world of hybridization and toss around ideas and maybe some budwood, who knows?
Yeah, I bet so. I bet that will actually happen. Okay, another big element of national conventions is the big National Rose Show. And I know this one will be a very special one. So tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, we're so happy that we have many, many interesting challenge classes in our Rose Show that's going to happen on Friday for photography and Saturday for horticulture and design. So we wanted to make sure that we had enough room for everything to be displayed and judged properly in the photography section. So we're doing that on Friday to give the judges plenty of space and so we can really display the roses and see them well. And then on Saturday, we'll have the more traditional show of horticulture and design. We're going to have 18 national horticulture challenge classes in the show and six national design challenge classes. Mm. And then for something really different, we're having 9 World Federation Rose Society horticulture classes. So we're really excited for this. Mm-hmm. Being that we haven't had a rose show in a couple of years, we're having many more national challenge classes than usual at a rose show. Some of the World Federation classes that we're having that will be of interest to people are 6 large roses in a vase or 6 miniature or mini flora roses in a vase. We're going to have a matched pair of large roses and matched pair of miniature roses. And we're also going to have American boxes, which aren't usually seen in our shows. Those consist of 9 large roses, any combination, exhibition stage with no foliage. And you can do some really interesting patterns when you have 9 roses to use. Those are going to be for large roses and for miniatures as well. And then one that we really look forward to seeing is the mixed bowl. That's where you can float 5 or more roses, any combination of any classification, in a large bowl. It's really spectacular to see.
So many new things. This is going to be very exciting. People are going to get their creative juices flowing, I can tell.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see that ballroom just full of blooms.
Oh, yes. It is going to be spectacular. And those who are photography buffs, they're going to want to be there with their cameras because to see all of these roses and most of them just in perfect form is something to see.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a chance for people to see roses that they may not usually see that grown in the Midwest, but maybe they come from California or Florida, and it'll be a wonderful chance for the public as well as our members to see a wider variety of roses than they usually see.
I think so. Now, guys, you're doing something that I don't remember ever hearing of the National Convention, the Community Gardener Program.
Right. This is something that we, should I say, tested out, tried out back in 2010 when the Greater Milwaukee Rose Society sponsored the all miniature show here in Milwaukee. And we had a segment of that devoted to the community gardeners. And we thought we needed to do this again. It was a great success. And we needed to kind of open up that whole idea even further than we did at the mini national that we held here. So at this one, we're looking at aiming toward the casual rose grower, a master gardener, a garden club member, nursery or landscape workers and owners within about a 90-mile radius of Milwaukee. And so they will be able to come and for a reduced registration price, focus on one day's worth of programming during the convention. This is going to be Saturday, the 11th of September, when things will be aimed directly at them. Now, that's not to say that the regular registrants can't participate in these events either, but it's going to be aimed at that home gardener rather than kind of our crazies that we love to call friends that are in our rose world. So for this, we're going to have Mary Lee Williams present on basic rose care for the home gardener. So her talks are going to be somewhat similar. She's going to be more low-key with this one for the community and more detailed for her Botany 101 that she will do for the general registrants later in the week. Melinda Myers, a well-known author, TV, and radio personality, will be speaking on companion planting for roses. And then finally, we're going to have Rebecca Kratom come from David Austin Roses. She is their United States representative now. And the wonderful tie-in for this is the 60th anniversary of the introduction of David Austin Roses, also 2011, when Mary Rose was first put on the market. So we look at that as a kind of celebration, and they're being involved as well. And so I think that's going to be a great kind of history lesson for people about this wonderful variety of rose that has on the market. That's all in the morning. Then after lunch, we're going to have docent-led tours of the Rose Show for these people who may never have been to a Rose Show. So that in small groups, we take around, we explain what the purpose was, how people begin to enter their exhibits, how they're judged, and then we give them an introduction to exhibiting roses as well. And then they can, these people can also sit in on the pest panel that will be later that afternoon. And that one is going to be led by Baldo Villegas, our CLIMA Award winner there. And that's going to feature Bernadette Williams coming from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources speaking on jumping worms and how they affect the garden and the latest research on that. Dr. Lance Osborne out of Kansas State University is coming to speak on Japanese beetles, something we're well aware of here in the upper Midwest. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our friends in the Pacific Northwest seem to be getting them too. I just read an article that they have kind of penetrated up to that part of the world. And I feel so badly for our friends up there, because once they come, they come.
And they come and they stay.
They do. They're like the unwelcome guest. And finally, Dr. Raymond Cloyd will be joining us from Florida State University speaking on the latest research for chili thrips. So kind of a wide range of problems that we've experienced in our garden and finding out from these experts the latest in the research and what we can do about these in our gardens. So that's going to be a great opportunity for not only our community gardening people, but also for the general registrants for the convention as well.
Absolutely. That is an outstanding lineup. Each one of them will bring something new and fresh and such an education our gardeners will leave with for sure.
Absolutely.
I particularly like the docent-led tours of the Rose Show because, that just speaks to they're getting their questions answered and seeing things that, they probably wouldn't normally see, the different kinds of roses and even the displays. I mean, that is just a wonderful opportunity, I think.
And as these people come for their first session, which begins at 9 o'clock, they'll see the hustle and bustle of people taking their entries into the Rose Show, and they might be able to peek into the prep rooms and wonder what is going on.
Yeah, it's big, it's energetic, it's a lot.
Right. So this would be a great time for them to learn about all that.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's one more thing that we need to talk about, garden tours. You know, who doesn't want to go behind the gate, so to speak, and see some personal gardens? And we're going to have that opportunity. So where are we going?
Well, on Sunday afternoon, you're going to have a wonderful tour of two home gardens, one belonging to Steve Singer, who's going to make a quick dash from the hybridizers panel to his home to get all set up for welcoming the busload of folks to his garden. He has a small, typical home in Kenosha, but it's just packed with roses. And this is where his business all started. So You're going to see really good rose growing practice there, and how you can pack 200 roses into a small space. And everyone is going to really enjoy seeing Steve's yard. There's going to be a box lunch for our tour attendees along the way, as it's about a 45-minute drive from the hotel to Steve's home. So there'll be plenty of time to chat with your rose friends and have lunch. And then from Steve's, we're going to Joe and Carrie Berg's. You may know Carrie as one of the vice presidential candidates for the ARS right at the moment. Carrie and Joe have a beautiful home. It's called Piper Grove Farms, and they're going to welcome us to their beautiful garden. They've been working hard, and it is just absolutely spectacular. They grow roses of every class and type. And I think everyone will just really enjoy spreading out and seeing their beautiful home. And on Monday afternoon, we're going to have a really special treat, and we're going to go to the home of Will Radler, his, not just his home, but his playground, you might say, and his rosarium, where he has hybridized such wonderful roses as Knockout and Rainbow Knockout and many, many others that, that are being grown around the world. So Will Radler's is just a fantastic place to tour. And he not only hybridizes roses, but crab apples and koi as well. So you're going to really want to see his garden.
So we really are going behind the gate.
Oh, yes. And his staff will be available to answer questions about his process and his business. So it can be a grand opportunity to even be educated there as well.
Oh, my. You know, if you only know roses a bit, you know the Knockout Rose. Mm-hmm. So to you know, this is just an iconic sort of thing in the rose world. You know, everyone knows Knockout. So getting to go to Will Radler's playground, yeah, that's going to be special.
It's a beautiful garden. You will not even begin to believe it. If you were here for 2010 and went on that tour, the garden is totally different. He has just added so much, and of course it's matured in those 10 years as well. So it's spectacular.
And I've seen pictures. I've not been to the Bergs, but I've seen pictures of the Bergs, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Right. 15 acres in which they live on, and they've got roses spread across most of it.
Yeah, it's going to be special, really special.
Yes, indeed.
So let's see, one more thing. Are there any dates that you need to tell us about as we plan to get our registration in and that sort of thing?
Yes, we do have a change of pricing on July 27th. We consider that up to that point, our early registration, and after that, the prices do increase for registration. And so probably best if people look to get their registration in to our treasurer about July 20th might be a good date to look at on that one. Enough time to get that processed and you're all set. And obviously, if you haven't made reservations at the Pfister Hotel, the place of our convention activity, then that's a great thing you need to do as well. It's a beautiful hotel, fabulous facility, great people on their staff, but make sure that you have a room there.
Well, there's so much more that we could talk about, like the hotel, but our friends can find information and see the beautiful pictures on your website, which is creamcityroses.org.
Yes, it is.
And I did say that we only had one more thing, but I have one more thing to add to the one more thing. Why Cream City Roses?
Well, the nickname for Milwaukee, you might think was for the cream or foam on the head of beer, a glass of beer, but that's not correct. It's because of the unique color of the bricks that have been made in the 19th and 20th century due to the clay along the shores of Lake Michigan.
Well, see, little known fact.
Yeah. So it's a nice creamy color. And very distinctive, and it was produced here and shipped all over the world, amazingly. So it's a remarkable look to the city.
Mm-hmm. And our hotel is made of Cream City brick as well.
This is just getting more and more interesting, guys. So fun. So thanks so much for joining me today.
It's been delightful. Wonderful to talk with you.
Well, and we just appreciate how hard that you've been working. And we're just going to take advantage of this opportunity to meet with all of our Rose friends and see some beautiful places.
Right. It's going to be a fun experience for everybody and an educational experience as well.
Absolutely. Friends, again, the convention dates are September 10th through the 14th, and more information is available at creamcityroses.org. And we now know what Cream City means to the city of Milwaukee. And we thank you for joining us, friends. And until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.